We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trey's probably better than us at basketball, but he is not better than us at podcasting.
Did you listen to it?
We listened to about 3 minutes of it. And
I listened to like 15 to 18 minutes of it. You walked in for 3 minutes of
That's
it.
That's all I needed.
What do you talk about?
Don't remember. It was his buddy telling him how hard he works.
He wants to control the narrative.
Oh, right. Yeah, the narrative control.
But he also wants to break shoe news and other stuff.
All right. Well, I mean, everybody has a podcast now. Yep. All NBA players. That's the new thing.
There are plenty of podcasts. Like, if you're in the market to listen to a podcast, there is one that you can listen to.
Yeah.
No matter what it is that you're interested in. Including Trey. If you want to listen to Trey.
What's it called?
From the Point.
Forward or what's from the point. That's okay. Right.
It's From the Point from your favorite point.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said that at some point.
It's pretty good. All right, so here's the question you asked, Randy. My wife is now on maternity leave starting today. The baby is due 2 weeks from today. And you asked what project is going to get done before the baby gets here.
Yes.
I think I know the answer because put the down payment on the fence this morning.
Okay.
Paid the fence people.
There we go.
I mean, that's...
That's big time.
Unless they die before Tuesday.
Are they coming Tuesday?
The fence is going to start getting torn down and rebuilt on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
The one that's going all the way to the street, right?
Yep. Well, almost. Pretty much. I mean, replacing all the existing fence, which has to be 30 years old. I mean, it's just very, very old and falling down in some parts. I even replaced a large portion of it in the back, and even that part's bad. And then taking it from where it stops right at the side of the house all the way down to the electrical pole,
right. Which
is maybe 5 feet from the street, whatever. But essentially, yeah, makes a border all down the side of the property line, which is going to look nice. You know, new fences look really nice. And this one, the style of it and all that stuff is going to be great. So that starts on Tuesday, which is very exciting for listeners to the podcast and show. Probably know I've been wanting a fence for a while. So very excited to get a fence.
Maybe an odd question, I guess, but is this mean Boone can't be off leash until it's fully completed?
Yeah, well, yeah. So probably Tuesday, we're just going to have him at the dog daycare all day.
This is like a one-day thing?
Yeah, that's the thing about these
projects. I
thought
it was going to take 2 weeks.
I know, it's so funny. That's the thing about these these contractors is like, especially for folks like us that, you know, it's a thing to get a new fence or it's a thing to get a new roof or something. You don't just do it. You save up for it and you get it. Like, we saved up for a year and a half to get a new roof. I went to work, and I came home, and I had a new roof. Right. It's like, fuck. Yeah. They could have just accidentally gone to the wrong house and gave me a new roof, you know? I didn't have to save up for a year to get it. But, yeah, I mean, they'll get it down and get the new one up. In 2 days is their plan. It might be 3 days, depending on, you know, whatever unforeseen hiccups or something like that. But, yeah, they have to, you know, because you're only making – whatever it is to put up a fence, and they probably have five or six guys on their crew, and you know, time is money, as they say. So if they can roll through three fences in a week or two fences in a week, you know what? I mean, they're cashing checks. So
we don't need a new roof. We just need to be clean. So when I leave Thursday, they're coming to the house and pressure washing the roof. I've never heard that before.
Interesting.
But he sent the pictures of his jobs. Fucking yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, all right, how much? Okay, no problem.
Great.
Yeah, they're the same guys that pressure wash the deck out back.
Pressure wash
like,
guys.
Yeah, they press on. I was like, yeah, just make sure, you know, ain't gonna be no damage in it. He's like, no.
Don't pressure wash a hole through the roof.
Yeah, like,
that's
don't.
What, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Because like, it does seem like if you didn't know what you were doing, which obviously these guys would, like, you can do some damage with a pressure washer.
Yes.
Like, somebody, you've seen people do the wrong pressure on a wood porch or something like that and fuck it up. Like, you got to have the right nozzle.
I mean, I haven't.
That
that's not in my YouTube algorithm, but.
Okay.
I guess.
But, like, you can. You
do put a hole in the flooring?
Some of the water pressure, if you get the right nozzle on there, is serious shit.
Right.
Like, it'll like, cut your skin if you, you know. So, you'll put a dent in wood. Like,
okay.
You can damage wood if you have the wrong, or probably could damage shingles if you had the wrong, but I'm sure these guys know what they're doing. All that to say, we had to get a dumpster, order a dumpster for the removal, fence removal.
Right. You can order dumpsters?
Yeah, you can just order, they'll bring you a dumpster. Put
right.
it in your driveway.
Uh-huh.
Come pick it up a couple days later.
Now, who is they?
The dumpster people.
Yeah.
Okay, because you said they will just bring you a dumpster.
I don't know what the company is. It like you, the Google it, you know. If you need to order, you can get like a 20-foot dumpster, 25-foot, 30-foot dumpster. So we got a 30-foot dumpster. That's a pretty big dumpster. And so all the fence waste is going to go in there. We might save some of it for bonfires in the backyard and stuff like that. But that also leaves a lot of extra space for if you have some shit that you want to get rid of.
Hey, I was about to say, I've been throwing all kind of shit in that damn thing.
Which, that's the answer to the question is what's going to get done before the baby gets here. I think there might be like an extreme purge that happens at the house.
There you go.
Which would be fucking great.
A month too late spring cleaning situation?
It's still spring, right?
Whatever.
It's not summer till like 3 weeks. But
when does spring cleaning have to start at the start of spring or just anytime during spring?
I don't know, but I'm going to go with anytime during spring because that's what I said to her. I was like, great, spring cleaning.
Also, I'm still like a kid, by the way, in the realm of like school's out, so it's summer now.
Like,
yeah,
that's sure.
how mine works.
Yeah,
my
fair
mind
enough.
Works.
Mine's all weather. It's like, well, it's fucking 80 degrees outside, so it's summer, although we know it's only going to get hotter for the next 3 months here. But like, so yeah, so that should lead to some good... We got like there's a chair that we just don't like.
Mm-hmm.
That chair is gonna get thrown away.
Burn it.
I'm like that because I got to figure out because you know we always try to replace the rugs outside and it's one it's just sitting there right there in the front of the fence. I'm like, what am I gonna do with this fucking rug? Because it's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't think the garbage man will take it. I'm gonna try that.
You
shit.
You fold it up and put it in there.
It's folded. That's what I'm thinking I'm gonna do too. Because it's big ass rug, so they take up all the trash can.
They'll take it.
You think so?
Yes.
Wait, do your garbage men even...
They take everything.
They take every fucking thing.
Yeah. As long as the lid closes.
See, ours don't care.
Okay.
So,
by lid.
Okay. But y'all still have garbage men physically come and take the canister and dump it in the back?
I guess, yeah.
Or because some of the new age trucks, with the way they give you the garbage can, like, it will be held by prongs, and they tip it over the side, kind of like they do with the big dumpsters.
Oh, yeah.
They
well,
do
I'm
with
sure,
individual...
I'm sure the truck has, like, an arm to dump it in there.
I'm talking about, but not, like, for a huge dumpster.
Yeah,
I'm talking
I know
about
what you
for
mean.
Individual cans.
I think, because the ones we have that little, like...
The
bar on the back of it, which I think attaches to... I don't know. I've never watched them.
Yep.
They always... Okay. I'm never there when they do it. But, yeah, I've gotten, I pushed the limits as far as what you can put in there and how full it can be and all that stuff, and they've always emptied it.
Oh, they took it because, they took the when they were doing the backyard, they, I don't know what the fuck they put in the damn recycling thing, but I could barely carry that motherfucker. It was so fucking heavy.
Right.
And so I was like, what the fuck? Did I put concrete in this fucking thing?
Yeah.
I can fucking take this shit, and I wilt that bitch down there.
And they still took it?
They took it.
Even after Christmas, when you have 500 cardboard boxes, I'll usually try to split it up over a few weeks so I'm not just, you know. But there was a couple times where I would lay cardboard boxes next to the recycle too, and they would still take it.
I fold all of my, because I order a lot of stuff. We talked about this. I fold all of the boxes into one box.
Yeah, that's a good. What I just deconstruct all of them and then fold them down.
I deconstruct all but one.
Oh, okay.
And then fold them all to fit into that one.
Got it.
And then just, but now I'm not taking it to a can. We have a big dumpster because I'm part of the HOA and they're a townhome community. So we don't have individual trash.
You pay HOA?
Yeah.
So you own your place?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you rented. My bad. Okay.
No. It's a townhome that I bought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. You ever had any static with the HOA people? You guys have an HOA?
Yes. And you know how I feel about them.
Oh, I do. I know you.
I have not. But I'm pretty low key when it comes to that, like whatever. Plus my sister decided to be on the HOA board for whatever reason.
Oh, so you got
they asked me about that. I'm like, you gotta be out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm not
if
a narc.
If you think I want any fucking responsibility here.
Yeah, no, I'm not an undercover cop, sorry.
But our HOA, I don't fuck with us. That's one thing I can say, because nobody's fucking nosy. You know, they know who has all the parties, us.
Yeah.
You know.
What are they regulating?
Huh?
Like, what are they regulating?
I don't know.
I know what ours does.
What
in terms
of,
like, regulation, not a ton, but, like, they deal with, like, the community pool.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
And, like, the lawn care, like, when we do have to have, like, cleaning or roof repairs. Like, we're getting new, what are those things that... awnings. We're getting new awnings, and so they handled the vote.
Because you only hear the negative stuff. It's like, right. Oh, these fuckers,
honestly,
they won't let me paint my my siding gray.
They increased the price $30 a year ago, and like that's like the most negative thing that has been an issue. Like,
if they're doing new shit, then it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't been a problem, to be honest. The HOA at my spot's been great. I don't deal with people. Like, I just live my own life and just in and out. Here's my dog. And
yeah, you just only, you just see the negative stuff on social media sometimes. Or like, there was a popular post earlier in the week.
The week I moved in, there was a problem. Because, yeah, some old bitch was way too fucking in it. And,
like, what the fuck do you have to,
I had to get the
going
windows.
On in your fucking life if you're that person?
Nothing.
I had to get the sliding glass doors replaced. Right? And apparently, even though I went through the company that the HOA used to get all the sliding glass doors, somewhere I missed a step about telling them or whatever. Yeah. And she came around when they had just finished the caulking of the doors. And when you first apply the caulk, it's like a bright white.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It will eventually fade into being clear.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I don't give a shit. I trust the company I paid to do their jobs. And she came around like at the wrong time and was like knocking on my door, like, do you know your caulk has to be clear? And again, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, they told me it's going to match. Like, right. I don't know what to tell you.
Dude.
And I'm like, I was just like not interested.
Oh, yeah. See, I would have had an attitude. Oh, no. She would have got something to her.
But you got, this was like literally like within like the first 5 days I had moved in. So I was like,
I just can't imagine being in someone else's business. Like, but that. I guess if it's an HOA, I guess it's your business for it to be
In their minds, shit has to match.
Oh, God.
Some people care about, you know how little I care about like that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
right, of course.
Like at one point they came around. See, now I am getting into the negative, and it doesn't actually like apply to me or bother me. One time they came around and started like writing down what color each door was, because different homes have different door colors, but you're allowed to have like a couple of different colors.
Yeah, but like,
and I'm like,
it's always weird when it's like legislated.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know what color my door. They
asked me. I think it's cool when neighborhoods have different
vibes.
My thing
is, what the fuck they gonna do?
I don't know. Fine you, I guess.
Ain't there no motherfucking
right.
Fine?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what
To Randy's point, though, like, fuck off.
Fuck off.
I moved in.
Fine. It's my goddamn house.
It's one thing if I were to actively painted the door. I moved in with this door. It's not the door. My color was fine. Whatever. But like, if I had moved in, and they were like, "Your door color's not."
What if you wanted to paint?
I'm like, no, y'all should have taken that shit up with the last person who lived here before I fucking bought it.
Yeah, that happened to my dad actually.
Because
they bought the house, and then the HOA was like, "Oh, by the way,"
yeah,
like,
no,
wait a
by
minute.
The way, nothing.
All the people that lived here before us, like, why?
Hey, guess what? Grandfathered in. Go fuck yourself.
But also, like, what if you wanted to paint your door orange because you're a Gators fan? You can't do that.
No, I don't. I think, but well, I would understand them not wanting.
But
that.
Why? You should be able to do whatever you want. It's your fucking house.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not renting
you're
it.
You're in a community or some shit. I
guess. But like, whose life are you fucking up by having an orange door?
They're gonna find you. Find
that's
you
what know. I don't like.
Fuck you.
You know, but you know how it is. Like, someone like, wants control
get,
of something.
Am I gonna get thrown out of my house that I pay for his mortgage because I want to pay your little bullshit fine? You gonna throw me out?
Certainly not. They're certainly not gonna do that.
Someone wants to be in control of something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
they don't
it,
have control in their personal lives, so they're trying to whatever.
I don't need your
I stay out of there.
I just like our neighbors run a fucking dojo, you know, and they use their front yard.
The actual
as
dojo?
Yeah, he's like a professional.
All right, so now I got questions.
He's a professional.
Are there mats?
Kung fu instructor.
Oh, okay.
And
less
so they use their front yard as a parking lot. I think it's great.
It's their yard. Who cares?
Yeah, what the fuck do
if,
I care?
If they don't mind tire tracks being on there,
he's
then why
really
do you?
Nice, and the people that go there are cool, and I was kind of badass.
Is that because the garage is
a bunch
where
of kung fu
train,
people?
Or?
No. So he owns the property from the street all the way through the block to the other street. And so the house is right in the middle, and they got all the training stuff in the yard, and they've got a big, I don't know, he's got like a whole structure built and all that stuff. It's fucking crazy in there. But like the front part of the yard, I mean, it's just a yard, kind of. He's got like a driveway, but then they just park there, you know? And I'm sure, because they're building a house right next to it. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. There's a $2 million house being built there right now. I could see those people buying that house for $2 million and being like, yeah, I don't love living next to a parking lot. But it was a parking lot when you bought it, you know? Like, if you're going to move in and then have a problem with the guy, maybe you shouldn't have moved in.
Yep,
you
right.
know? Like, he can do whatever he wants.
It's his property.
We also don't have
job.
An HOA because it's just a neighborhood. But, yeah. like, I don't. I think it's cool to have, like, the people one house next to us have, like, kind of a modern house. And it looks different. And then our house is really old and looks of that era. And then the people on the, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's, I think it's cool to have kind of an eclectic neighborhood and not everything kind of by the same cookie cutter
right.
book.
I do appreciate that they, like, take care of the lawn service and stuff because I don't want to deal with any of it.
Yeah.
I don't love that they do it on Fridays during my nap time.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like I get home, like I'll go home today. I slept like dog shit last night. I woke up at 1:40 in the morning. I didn't get back to bed
Bad
till
dreams?
Like 4 a.m. No,
dreams?
I don't know. I was drenched in sweat for whatever reason.
Tummy ache?
Whatever.
Bad dreams?
Because Lily woke up with a nightmare at about 5:30.
Maybe Bad we dreams? Shared the same one. I don't know. But I was just laying in bed awake like for 2.5 hours. So I'm going to need a nap today. Because I'm also hosting a movie night apparently now.
Mm.
I'm sorry. That was.
Yeah.
what the fuck is a movie night?
At your house?
At your house?
Yeah. So there's a movie that came on at Apple TV that me and two of my friends were supposed to watch together, but their boyfriend, girlfriend. They fucking saw it like the minute it came out, and I've been sitting on it waiting for us to plan a movie night. And they're like, well, we'll see it again, I guess. I'm like, well, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I could have watched it when it came out, too.
It's hard enough to wait for your significant other to watch something. I can't imagine a third person that I have to account for.
Yes.
I've been ready, like, to go.
I've been. We finally got the second to last episode of Succession last night. Hopefully tonight.
What's the name of the movie?
Ghosted.
Oh, there it is right there. With yeah.
Aaron Rodgers?
With the...
No.
Oh, okay. So...
Chris Evans and Ana de Armas. It's an action comedy.
Okay. So yeah. You're waiting. So they're going to come over and watch it again?
Apparently.
Okay. So you're the third wheel, basically.
Oh, for years at this point. Oh,
okay.
But, like, they didn't even ask me. Like, I was available the night it came out. I could.
They probably lived together.
Like,
did they live together?
Off and on. It's a.
Okay.
They will be.
I just can't imagine where it's like, hey, Ashley, you want to finally watch this episode of Succession?
Oh,
well,
no.
Fuck, let's call Abe
let's
first.
Call Abe and see if he wants to come over.
Well, but it's not like a spur of the moment. Like, we had talked about it, like, for 2 weeks.
Hang
like,
on.
When this movie comes out.
Abe can't come.
When this movie
Never
comes
mind.
Out, do you guys want to get together and watch it? We'll
Gotta watch something
night.
Else. Abe's I'm busy.
Look at Randy. Just.
Abe's busy.
Pause what? It. Dude. Abe's busy.
I get their. I understand their relationship. I get that. I feel a little spurned that I wasn't included the night the movie came out when
you
I've gone out
spurned.
Of my way.
Have you?
Like, I've
you
gone out of my
spurned?
Way not to watch it.
Do they listen to the podcast?
No.
You have, feel spurned?
What? A little bit.
By a dude and his lady wanting to watch a fucking show without you?
We made a pact.
Do they know how you feel?
No.
Are you going to tell them tonight? Like that you've.
No.
That are, you hurt
they
you?
Hurt?
Why not?
I don't know.
So you're just going to internalize not, this and
yeah,
walk around
course.
With it?
That's how it works.
No, you got to let them, before you start it.
You play this.
Stand in front of the TV and say, guys, before we watch this, I just really need to let you know how it made me feel when you watched the episode without me. And
it
then
hurt
just
my
see,
heart.
See how they react.
Because you guys said we made a pact.
We made a pact.
Well, I kind of like jokingly.
What are you if
well,
you're not going to live
is, like,
up to your word?
I did it via text like as a joke.
What
right?
do we have but our names? Abe.
Well, but I did it as a joke in a text, like, oh, I thought we were all going to watch this together. What
passive
happened?
Aggressive.
Yeah, kinda I do the passive aggressive
Got
bit.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying.
So now
if it hurt, you should tell them.
So I texted him earlier in the week and say, hey, like Friday, like, can we finally get together and watch this movie? They're going to the rugby ATL game, so it's going to be late. Mm. It'll be after that game.
They might bail.
They might bail. Okay.
I texted them this literally before we started the podcast. I texted them, hey, assuming we're still on.
Hey, guys, still on?
I gave them the out. I said, assuming we're still on tonight, do you guys want to do this at my place or at one of y'all's places? So they're coming over, which means I have to vacuum Chipper's hair, which is a mess. And then we'll watch the movie. But I'm not.
So it might be like 11 o'clock or something?
Well, the game's at 7 or 7:30. Yeah, like 10, 10:30, 11, yeah.
Well, he's going to get a nap, so he'll be all right.
Well, that's why I need the nap.
Yeah. I'm
not drinking because I'm hosting.
Of course we are
tomorrow.
Like sort of having fun with this situation.
Yeah.
But I like a little insight into Abe's life outside of 92.9 The Game. This has been a fun part of the Off the Cuff podcast. Is like, it's mostly like movies and soccer, and that's fine.
God.
But yeah.
Orange Theory thing.
I like getting a little sneak peek into what goes on, because I don't do shit. I go home and fucking, you know, go to the playground with Lily. Watch the NBA Finals on TV, whatever. That's it. It's not interesting.
I went to a sports bar with my dad last night to watch the first half of the finals.
Well, now that sounds fun. That sounds really fun.
Just the first half. I ordered 20 wings. It was way more expensive than I thought it was.
Are wing prices still up?
Yeah, they're up.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because remember like 2 years ago when wing prices got outrageous?
Outrageous, yes.
Like there's a place across the street that we get food from all the time, and they have 6 and 8 wings, which is a random, like,
now you have to get both because the real number you need is 12.
Yeah, like 6 and 8. There's no difference between 6 and 8. Make it 8 and 12. Or
what if it's 6 big wings or 8 smaller wings? Now it's just the same amount of meat.
Yeah, I just always get 8, and I guess on the off chance I don't finish them, then I have wings later. But like,
how do you not finish 8 wings?
Well, they do have big wings. They do tend to have big wings, and I get a bunch of other stuff from there too. But anyway, that's not the point.
I house 20 big ones.
The point is, it went from being 6 for I don't know whatever $10,
yeah,
and 8 for $12 or whatever, and it was like $25 for
so
wings.
I had 20,
so I didn't order wings from there
years. I can't
$25 for 6
for 8. It was fucking crazy.
Well, now you make me feel better.
Like, it showed up on the menu, and I was like, no way, that's a misprint. And they were like, chicken prices.
I had 20, not getting 20 wings then. Last night for $27.
20 wings for 27?
Yeah.
I mean,
my dad was outraged.
I mean, that is still a lot.
That's still a lot,
yeah,
for wings.
I thought it was like 22, which is like still expensive, but like, you know.
Yeah. It's usually around $1 a wing. That's normally the.
Yeah.
Unless you're on like it's a special night, special, and it's like 25 cent wing night or something.
My thing is, why is your wings more expensive than their wings? It's fucking, it's not all chicken's the same, but
you're probably getting chicken from the same place.
You know what
I
mean?
I would
guess.
Well,
no, this place has good size wings.
That's a big difference.
Like, I've been to other spots where like small wings.
That's a big difference. Like I love old dad's wings, but they have some fucking small ass wings.
Yes.
They like, they taste good, but those are like.
My spot.
Some little ass wings.
They're great. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just.
I regretted my sauce choice. I'm not great with spice. I went a little too hot.
Mm-hmm. Sweaty.
Yeah, a little sweaty. The nose running a little bit.
Kind of like. Kind of feels like a little bit of a workout, though. You know, gets the blood flowing. Kind of.
In a bad way, sure.
Yeah, I had that with Indian food a couple weeks ago, and then paid for it the next day. You know, in a serious way.
Dude.
That curry spice is so sneaky.
Yeah, I don't do that stuff. Yeah,
because you'll have 6 or 7 bites before you realize.
Man, that shit's going to tear your ass.
And then
up.
It shows up, and it's like, oh, fuck, this is already inside of me.
Yes.
I grabbed the first drumstick and took a bite. I'm like, oh, boy, I gotta figure out how to get all 10 of these down.
What's the spiciest thing you've tasted? Like, do you know the type of pepper? Because, like, I took a... I had some Carolina Reaper hot sauce.
Yeah, I don't do hot sauce. That's the thing.
My in-laws got me for Christmas a couple, because I like hot sauce. I just like flavor. But like, there's a certain point where it's not flavor and it's just hot. Like, you're just doing temperature
at
that point.
Yeah, you can't enjoy the flavor because it just burns.
And I was like, oh, I like it. I put it on some like rice and beans or something like that, and it was just face-meltingly hot. And I was like, oh, shit, this is crazy. But the Carolina Reaper, that's a serious pepper.
There was one sauce that it was too hot for me, but I would continually add it to my order. And it was the volcano sauce at Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, that was...
When they had the volcano burrito... There was something about that sauce. It would, like, get me going, too.
But it was good flavor, though.
It was so good.
I know. Taco Bell's got good sauces. Like, I don't like their food, but their hot sauces
are good.
Everyone's
like, oh, they should bring this back to Taco Bell, bring that. And, like, I consider myself quite the Taco Bell connoisseur. And,
What the fuck is that? Man. What the fuck, man?
You say a lot of shit on this podcast. That is really
Taco
weird.
Bell fucking connoisseur?
Yeah, man. Definitely.
What the hell is that? What the hell is a Taco Bell connoisseur knew about some shit that a motherfucker who don't go to Taco Bell know?
Yeah, like what does that mean, knowledge wise?
I'm just saying. Oh, I
hold on. Go ahead.
Familiar
I
got, with?
I gotta FaceTime my wife real quick. I gotta need a minute to.
Do you want us to wait for the explanation?
Yeah, we'll wait.
All right, we'll pause it. Sauce. That's so weird. Was that? It was really a phone call about sauce.
Fucking soy sauce.
What
great, we're out of soy sauce.
But what great timing though.
Buy some?
We were just talking about sauce anyway.
What the fuck are they cooking with soy sauce at 10:50 in the morning?
Yeah, what the fuck? What kind of breakfast
okay,
does soy sauce go
no,
on?
No, come on, dog. Come with this.
Is that a Filipino thing?
Come on with this.
I have thoughts on breakfast soy sauce stuff.
I'm not there, so she's making Filipino breakfast.
So you're asking what makes me a Taco Bell connoisseur? I just think I'm very familiar with all of their offerings, past and present.
What?
I was just talking earlier with Dylan because we had Taco Bell came up in our producer chain yesterday, and I was telling him I went to a Taco Bell. It was either near Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or Biloxi. I don't remember specifically.
Are the Taco Bells different?
Different.
So yeah,
by location.
Yes. Well, some are like cantinas, which are like a little bit upscale.
I did get a shot at tequila at the Taco Bell in Las Vegas.
Well, but that's totally different. Yeah,
you can get booze in Vegas.
They have a Taco Bell wedding chapel in Vegas too.
Me and Jarvis took tequila shots at the Taco Bell in Las Vegas.
This Taco Bell had, because I love Baja Blast, which you can mostly only get at Taco Bell,
and that's a Mountain Dew flavor.
Yeah,
right?
It's okay. Great. They also had a Sangria Blast, which is not available at most Taco Bells. I did not try it because it is not, that's not my palate.
Does it have alcohol in it?
No.
Okay.
It's just a sangria flavored Mountain Dew soda type thing. I don't know. I've never seen it since. I've never seen it before or since.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's why I didn't try it.
Yeah.
But people ask me like, oh, you see this every time, like all the Taco Bell items that have been taken away. And I know they just brought back Mexican pizza and looks like that's probably here to stay for now. But like, of all the stuff I want back at Taco Bell, and trust me, the old half-pound beef and potato burrito was like a favorite. I still would want, it wasn't a real half-pound, don't worry about it. I would still want the volcano burrito back. Like, I want the volcano sauce back, even though it burned.
Okay.
So, well, Taco Bell connoisseur, yeah.
If you're out there listening, Taco Bell, the people are speaking.
Bring the fucking volcano roll.
I remember the last time I ate Taco Bell. It was
Saturday.
On the end of a 3-day in Tempe, Arizona, college football trip / debauchery bender with some of my friends. And on the way back to LA, we stopped at Taco Bell, and everyone was just so physically beaten from what we had done that weekend that like the Taco Bell basically just made me sick.
My wife loves Taco Bell.
Never again.
I hate
that. That was 15 years ago.
When I was in high school, I think I had Taco Bell like 170 straight days.
What?
Like just every day I was going. They'd see my car
with
and
the same
like, prepare the order
like the same
yeah.
thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I've changed my order since then.
Do you think that you've done in like? I think we're understanding kind of where some of the the kidney stone history came from. Like,
well, my dad had them. It's genealogy too.
Okay. I feel like that's, I mean, you're just asking
predetermined
for,
fate
just asking for internal trouble with 170 straight days of Taco Bell.
Well, it's, it's some lettuce. A little bit of vegetable in
that's
there.
That's right. Yeah,
a little bit of vegetable. This was pre-Crunchwrap days. So,
it's healthy.
Way back when.
It's healthy.
This was right when they had introduced the quesadillas too. It's a great time.
That would be the only thing I would get if I.
Every time I go, I get a steak quesadilla. I mean, not only that. Obviously, there's like $14 worth of other foods.
On average, how much you?
$21.
Okay.
$21 probably on average.
And you eat Taco Bell at least once a week.
Certainly since I got the app. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's normally been. I had for a while. I was trying to avoid it, but now I've fallen back into like every week, and I'm like, ah, fuck. I kind of want Taco Bell.
I don't have any fast food apps on my phone.
Nope. I got them just because it's easier.
Yeah, don't have one. I had a McDonald's one, but she downloaded it, not took it off.
Well, I'm
for a deal, probably.
Of course, yeah. You know my wife.
I used to think the app was beneficial because I could customize and not rely on them to fuck up the customization through the drive-thru box. But now they're just fucking up the customization by not reading a goddamn receipt. And so nowadays I just have to settle for a Crunchwrap with tomatoes, even though I don't want tomatoes. And I very clearly write no tomatoes on the order.
I don't know what to say, man.
I don't either. I just saw something. Does this change your thought process about 50 Cent? His baby mama just said that he was shot 5 times, not 9.
I don't know, man. Anything more than 3 is a lot.
Yeah, like, am I supposed to be less impressed? You know, like,
she said that he was shot 5 times, not 9.
It is kind of weird, I guess, to lie about it. Like, yeah. Why would you lie about how many times he got shot?
Oh, man.
What if he blacked out and like the guy took time between shots and he just assumed he'd been
also why am I expected to believe her and not him, you know?
Don't they have a medical report?
Sure they do.
I guess that's HIPAA. You can't like Freedom of Information Act that thing, but
like if he got shot 0 times and said he got shot 9 times, I'd be like, well, that's kind of weird. Like, why did, you know? But 5, you know, I don't want to get shot any times.
At all.
Getting shot 5 times is still a lot of times to get shot, I feel like. That's so funny, though, because people will look at that and be like, is it a bigger deal that he lied or that, like, he's, like...
Maybe he misheard. Like, he was looped up on
it takes
meds,
6 shots or more to make you a tough guy, and only getting shot 5 times makes
him
soft.
Here's what happened, guys.
I don't know.
50's in the hospital bed, and he said, 50, do you remember what happened? He's like, nah, man. He's on, you know, painkillers and all the drugs. He said, you were shot 5 times, and he heard 9. Like, it could be that simple.
Also, if you have sloppy handwriting, 5s look like 9s.
Yes. Mm.
So maybe he just read.
I get the 4, because I wrap my 4 around.
4s also can look like 9s.
Sometimes more than 5.
But
it is a doctor handwriting anyways, right?
My 9s sometimes look like 7s, because I like...
You don't have enough of a bubble?
I make the loop so small. Yeah, I've got bad handwriting. Which I guess that's one benefit of not having to write with your hands almost ever anymore. All right, banger podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.